We're in the first parak of Megillah, the third Mishnah in the parak. Ezo hi'ir gedola. How do we know which cities, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, that there are certain cities that are able to, on their own, read the Megillah? They don't have to go into another city. So what's the definition of a city that's large enough that they're always going to read it on the 14th of Adar? They're not going to have to go to another city to hear it. To kol she'ishba asara batlanim. If they have 10 batlanim, they have 10 people that spend their time not working, but rather being in the shul and davening, though that's when the city is large enough that they're able to be considered a real city, and they don't have to go to another place to hear Megillah. Pachos b'kana reis ha'kfar. If they don't have 10 people in the shul, then they have the halachic status of a small village, where they have to go to another city on the Monday or Thursday, around Purim, to be able to hear the Megillah. But elu amru makdimin v'lo ma'achrin, with all the days of Purim, if we're not able to read it on the actual day of Purim, so then what we do is we read it earlier, we don't push it off. So if the 14th day of Adar, they can't hear the Megillah, so we always read it earlier on the 11th, 12th, or 13th, we don't end up waiting to read the Megillah until after it's over. Avazman atze kohenim, v'tishabav, v'chagiga, v'hakel, ma'achrin, v'lo magdimin. But other days, like the Mishnah is saying in Tainus, that there were certain days when they would donate wood to the Beit HaMikdash, or Tisha B'Av, or the days when they would bring a Karban Chagiga, a special type of sacrifice, when they would go up to the Yerushalayim three times a year around Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, and for the ceremony of Hakel, when all of Klal Yisrael would come to Yerushalayim to hear the Torah reading. So on all those days, they wouldn't push it up, but rather, if they were unable to do it on that day, they would end up reading it later. They would push it off. So if the day of Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, instead of doing it the Thursday before, we push it off until the Sunday after. Af al pi she'amru makdimin v'lo ma'achrin, even though when it comes to Purim, we always celebrate it earlier instead of pushing it off. Still, mutarim behaspid uvatanios uvmatanos le'avyonim. Those days when we push it up, on the day that we end up reading the Megillah, so even though Purim really is on the 14th, but we're going to read the Megillah if you're in a small village on the 12th, 11th, or 13th, whatever it is, those days don't have the full status of Purim, so you're allowed to give a eulogy on those days, you're allowed to fast on those days, but at the same time, if you give matanos avyonim, if you give gifts to the poor, which is an obligation to do on Purim, it does count as matanos avyonim, even though really it's not really Purim yet. Purim's only on the 14th, but if it's a day that you read the Megillah, you're allowed to give matanos avyonim. Amar Rabbi Huda, Emasai, Rabbi Huda said, when is this? So that the kfarim are allowed to read earlier. Makom shemachnisim b'sheni v'chamishi. That's the time when they would go into the big cities on Monday and Thursday. But if they never go in, avamakam she'en yichnasen lo b'shenei v'lo b'chamishi, these small villages don't go into the big cities on Monday or Thursday, then in Koronos el bezmana, then they should read the Megillah on the regular day. They don't get to read it on these earlier days. First parak of Megillah, we're now up to the fourth Mishnah. Koronos ha-Megillah ba'adar ha-rishon. What happens if they read the Megillah in the month of Adar? And then it ends up, v'nis abra ha-shana, it ends up being a leap year. Then Koran Osob Adar Sheni. Then instead of they have to read the Megillah again now in the second Adar, because this opinion understands that you really celebrate Purim in the second Adar. Ain bin Adar Rishon Adar Sheni. The only difference is whenever we have a leap year and we end up having a second month of Adar, the only differences are that Kriyas HaMegillah U'matanos Avyonim, that in the second Adar we read the Megillah, and the second Adar, that's when we give the gifts to the poor that we usually give on Purim. Other than that, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, the 2 months of Adar, are really exactly the same.